Maynard Harrell, and I'm recording this conversation. Dana, you realize I'm recording this conversation, do you not?
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to say, sir.
Okay.
And it's with your permission, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Vosburgh, Jim Vosburgh, and I talked with you a couple of days ago, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And you just told us in general, basically what you had been through.
Yeah.
And what had happened, and then in essence, how you got into the situation that you were in, and what all had happened. You understand that you and Leroy Sproul and Robert are charged with the murder of Paul Frank Swain.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That? Okay. You understand that I represent Leroy Sproul, mm-hmm. along with another attorney, Seth Edwards, who you have never met. First off, generally, let me just ask you this, Daniel. What, if anything, did you have to do with the murder of Frank Swain?
What did I have to do with it?
What did you have to do with it? Did you have anything to do with the murder of Frank Swain?
No.
No.
No. Definitely
not. Definitely not. Okay. You know Leroy Sproul?
Yes.
How long have you known Leroy?
I met Leroy in 93. Probably, well, I stayed with him for a little over a month.
Okay.
Almost 2 months.
So you knew him as a friend and a person,
yeah.
that you obviously knew who he was and were a friend of his.
Yeah.
For a certain
period. Well, he let me live with him because I didn't know anywhere else to go.
And did y'all live as boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
They just gave you a place to stay?
Yes.
Okay. What, if anything, did Leroy Sproul have to do with the murder of Frank Swain?
Nothing at all.
Absolutely nothing. Okay. Now, you know Robert Jones.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you known Robert?
Well, about, I knew him for 3 months while I was in North Carolina.
Okay.
And I came up here in 93.
Okay. I think with Robert there, for some time, you were kind of boyfriend and girlfriend
yeah.
with Robert, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. What, if anything, did Robert have to do with the murder of Frank Swain?
Nothing at all.
Absolutely nothing at all. Okay. Now, that brings up the question of how does everybody get arrested in this thing that nobody had anything to do with? Do you know how Janice Sproul eventually got to you or found out about you and went to South Carolina to talk to you?
From what I understand, a statement that Sherry made.
Sherry O'Neill.
O'Neill.
Okay. And that Sherry had made some statements that supposedly you had told her some things about being there and the others being involved, and she told her a lot of things, like you burned.
But see, we weren't even friends on friendly speaking terms.
Okay.
At that time.
All right. How did you know Sherry O'Neill?
I'm from South Carolina. I came up here with her.
Okay. Okay. Did you ever have any discussion with Sherry about anything to do with Frank Swain's death?
No, because we weren't talking.
Okay, so if she were told Janice Sproul or anybody that you made statements concerning you, Leroy, or Robert involved in Robert in Frank Swain's death, she is lying about that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, at some point, Janice Sproul shows up in South Carolina to interview you. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when that was?
The beginning of, I think. I believe it was May last year.
May of 94?
I'm not sure if it was May or not, but it was.
Okay. Sometime around May. Okay. She came to South Carolina with Willie Williams, I believe, didn't she? And when she got there, what did she tell you that she was there to do?
To question me.
About, did she tell you who she was there? I'm not going to try to put any words in your mouth. Did she tell you who she was there to question you about?
About Robert.
About
Brandon.
Robert Brandon.
Yeah.
What did she want to know about him?
She wanted to know his whereabouts.
Okay.
If I knew where he would be.
Did you tell her where he was?
I told her that Stacy had some phone calls on her phone bill.
Stacy who?
Stacy Allen.
Okay.
Had some phone calls on her phone bill where he had used her phone to call Tennessee to talk with some family.
Okay.
And that she could find him that way. Plus, I knew that he had been in Texas, but I didn't know where at in Texas. So.
Right. At that point, did she ask you anything about Leroy Sproul?
No.
Okay. Now, did she begin to question you further about why she was there?
Because of the murder that happened.
Oh, Frank Swain. Okay. Did she ask you if you knew anything about that murder?
Mm-hmm.
And when the first time she asked you that, what did you tell her?
I told her no.
Told her you did not. Okay. And was that the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Did she keep on questioning?
Yes.
Okay. And what, if anything, did she make you do?
She just kept on questioning me and telling me if I knew anything, I'd better tell her.
Okay. Did she make you take a lie detector test?
Yeah.
And where was that lie detector test taken?
They took me to Raleigh, brought me here to Raleigh to do a lie detector test, and then they found out that I could be pregnant, so they didn't give it to me. Okay. And when I went back home, then they sent another man down.
When you say back home, you mean back in South Carolina? Okay. So a lie detector test was done in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Did the person that gave you the test, did he indicate to you in any way whether you passed, failed, or anything?
No.
Okay. After the lie detector test, did Janice Grohl talk to you again?
Yes, and she told me I lied, that I did know something about Frank Swain.
Okay. And what did you tell her?
I told her I did. Okay. So they took me and gave me another lie detector test.
Second?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the same day, in the same room.
Okay.
And he re-hooked me up and he asked me again. And then Janice kept saying that I did know Frank Swain. And I kept trying to tell her I didn't.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you know Frank Swain?
I've never met him before in my life.
So what did Janice keep doing?
Questioning me, knowing Frank.
Okay.
Because I kept saying that I didn't know him. And she kept saying, well, you know, your lie detector test says that you do know him.
Did she mention anything about Sherry Hania's statement to you at any time?
Yeah. Well, she told me that Sherry had made a statement. And that's why they were there.
Okay. Now, how many times did you deny to Janice or tell Janice that you didn't know anything about Frank Swain's murder?
Several times.
Okay. At some point, though, however, you changed that story. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me why you changed the story?
They had two, I don't know what you'd call them, agents, mm-hmm. some type of agents,
okay.
come in and question me, and they kept on and on and on and on that I knew it, you know, I knew about the murder, and they wanted to know where the shoes was, and I kept trying to tell them the shoes. I had the shoes when I come home, the only pair of shoes I had
mm-hmm.
when I come home, and that Jeff made me throw them away, Jeff Kelly, my boyfriend,
okay.
and they just kept on and on and on and on pushing me, and then I just finally said, well, you know, I'll tell you what you want to hear.
Okay, now, did they promise you anything or threaten you in any way
they
to give
said,
you anything to get you to talk?
Said that there was a $5,000 reward.
Now, who said this, if you remember?
Janice.
Janice Grohl?
Yes.
Okay.
On Robert.
Okay.
And that if I helped them, that I could possibly get the reward.
Okay. Now, did that have any influence on you? Going ahead and tell them what you say, quote, they wanted to hear.
Yeah, plus they also told me that they would take me and Jeff, my boyfriend at the time, that I wouldn't have to go to jail. The only thing that would happen would be they would take me up here, bring me to North Carolina, put me and him in a motel for the trial, and that I wouldn't get no time. And if I did get any time, it would be less than 30 days.
And who told you this?
Donnie Parnell.
Donnie Barnell, special agent.
Barnell.
He told you that, first off, he didn't think you'd get any time.
That's right.
I promised you wouldn't get any time.
That's
but
right.
if you got any, it would be less than
30
days. Now, after they told you about the $5,000 reward and that you wouldn't get any more than 30 days, is that when you talked to
mm-hmm.
them? Tell me what you told them, their story that they wanted to hear. What did you tell them?
I told them that me and Robert and Leroy went to the bar. We left the bar. Well, first of all, I didn't exactly. We went to Frank's house, and that they went in, and I seen the lights flickering, and I heard some scuffling around, and I went in to see what happened, and she said.
Now, who is she?
Janice Sproul.
Okay.
She asked me if when I walked up on the porch, when I walked up to the door, put it that way, when I walked up to the door, was the door open? She said, because you know the door opens to the outside.
Well, she told you it opened outside.
Yeah.
Did you know it opened outside?
I had never been to his house.
Okay, so she gave you this information.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she
Go
said,
ahead.
Asked me if I'd seen the Christmas tree.
Had you seen the Christmas tree?
No.
So the first you had heard about a Christmas tree came from Janice Grohl.
That's right.
Okay.
But it was Christmas time, so I knew there had to be a Christmas ministry anyway.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, plus her just telling me.
Okay.
Well, then she asked me if, what did I see? And I told her I seen Frank laying, sitting on the floor with his back against the couch. And with Robert standing on, I forgot which side I said, I said one on the left, one on the right. But then when I walked up to the door, it meant that Frank held his hand out.
Okay.
And was gonna, you know, trying to get me to come help him, and then Robert cut his throat. And then she said, "Well, did you see blood everywhere?"
So
well,
she,
of course
she
you see
blood.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course you see blood everywhere. I mean, if a man's being killed,
yeah,
you're gonna see blood somewhere. So that put that there. And then I told her that Robert made me get the money out of Frank's pocket. The reason I knew he had money stolen was because right after he was killed, Mitchell come over to Leroy's.
Mitchell who?
Norwalk.
Okay.
He come over there and asked Leroy if he had heard about, you know, the man getting killed on Folly Road.
Okay.
And he had all his drugs and all his money stolen.
Okay, so up until that time, you didn't even know anything about money being stolen.
Well, because Mitchell told me.
Yeah, actually Mitchell told me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And was that before you talked to Janice?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's right,
okay.
Before I left.
Okay.
And so I told her that Robert made me take the money out of Frank's pocket. I don't remember which pocket. I said a certain pocket. And I give it to Robert. Robert said that I was going to end up the same way he was if I told anybody, if I didn't do what he wanted me to do. And then I went back out to the truck, which the truck we wouldn't even supposed to be in. But we went out to the truck. I went out to the truck, and then Leroy and Robert come out.
And that's basically what you told Janice Wood.
Yeah.
Is any of that true?
No.
Not any of it true?
No.
It's all made up.
And you know, I can't be honest with you, I can't remember half the stuff I told her.
Okay. Was there any particular reason for that? I mean, were you?
Because of what Robert did. Because he was so violent.
Okay.
And
I was going to ask you, why would you say something about that, about Robert, who had been a boyfriend of yours? Why would you say that?
Because I hate him.
At that time, you hated him then?
Yeah.
Do you hate him now?
I still hate him, but I don't
okay.
want him to be in jail the rest of his life for something he didn't do.
Okay, so that's why you would, and, but she was asking you about Robert to start with, right?
Yeah.
And you had some reason to kind of get back at him then?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what about Leroy Sproul? Did you hate Leroy Sproul?
No.
Have you ever hated Leroy Sproul?
He's been good to me.
All right. How did Leroy Sproul's name come up in this mess?
Because Janice told me that since Frank was a big man, that I knew that more than one person had to have done this, and she wanted to know who was with Robert. That was, you know, way back in the beginning when she first questioned me.
Mm-hmm.
She first told me, you know. And so I had to use Leroy because of transportation.
Well, why did you use his name? Just.
Well, first I said to Curtis Falau.
Okay, you first said.
First said Curtis.
Okay.
Because he had transportation and things.
Okay.
She told me no, that I was lying and all that.
Okay.
So then I used Leroy.
Then you came up with Leroy, isn't
yeah.
it? Okay. And that was because you looked for somebody that had transportation.
Mm-hmm. And somebody that was, you know, at the bar that night.
Okay. All right, let's talk about that particular, that afternoon. What time did y'all go to the bar?
About, it's hard to say because I was really drunk.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. It's around maybe 7, I'd say.
Okay. How did you get to the bar?
Ray Hirsch.
The Ray Hirsch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about Leroy Sproul's daddy's truck? Didn't you use it either?
No.
Okay,
not
so
all day.
Where did you see Ray Hirsch? How did you get up with Ray?
We was walking to the bar, and he just lives right, well, his mama lives right around it.
When you say we, you're talking about you and Leroy?
Me and Leroy.
Rod.
No, just me and Leroy.
Oh, just you and Leroy at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so y'all go to the bar?
Yeah.
Okay, and you get to the bar about what time?
It's about 7:30.
Okay, when did you see Robert?
He come in the bar.
So after y'all came
yeah,
in?
Yeah, after we was already there.
Okay. How long, and this would have been about what time?
Between 7:30 and 8.
Okay.
Because it wasn't long after we got there.
How long did y'all stay at the bar?
All night. I think 2 o'clock is what time he closed up.
Okay. Now, did individually, or you with Leroy, or you with Robert, or any combination of that, of the three of you, ever go out for any reason whatsoever?
Yeah, because we brought liquor with us.
Okay, and where were you keeping the liquor?
Well, we had it beside the bar.
You had it where?
Beside the bar.
Beside the bar. Okay, so you'd go out occasionally and
yeah,
get a drink of liquor?
Because Leroy got caught sneaking some in.
Okay.
Inside the bottle.
You couldn't have liquor inside. Okay. How many times do you reckon you went out to get a drink?
Well, I think I went out about three times, I'd say.
Okay. And what about Leroy and Robert? How often did they go out?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth. Okay. In and out, because I set the bar most of the time.
When you go out to get a drink, how long would y'all stay?
About a few minutes, enough to take a big gulp.
And go back inside?
Yeah.
All right, did you ever see Robert or Leroy absent from the bar for any extended period of time?
No.
Even 15 or 20 minutes?
No, just long enough to go out and get a drink, come back in.
And so then when the bar closed, y'all left.
Mm-hmm.
Who left?
Well, me and Robert left first.
Okay.
And, well, Robert was ill with me because I got onto him for him and Leroy dancing.
Okay.
And they busted beer on the highway.
Okay.
On the way home. We was kind of fussing. And Big Ed stopped and asked us if we needed a ride. We told him no, and we kept walking. We walked on to Leroy's house. We got there. And about 10 minutes later,
okay,
Leroy and Smarty come in.
Okay. Anybody else?
Stacy, she come in.
Stacy.
Alan.
Okay. Why is it that you and Robert left the bar separate, you know, different from Leroy and Smarty and Stacy leaving the bar?
Because everybody was still getting their stuff together. We just went ahead and walked on home.
Oh, okay. Had y'all agreed, arranged to meet at Leroy's house?
Well, yeah, everybody was. Just, you know, us.
Okay.
Because we were going to drink.
All right, well, when you got to Leroy's house, what did y'all do?
Drink.
Yeah, drink.
And then it's Marty and Leroy fixing salmon patties.
Some salmon patties?
I hate salmon.
So you, of course, knew where Leroy's house was.
Yeah.
And had lived there for some period of time.
Yeah.
When you got there, did you notice anything unusual about Leroy's house?
No. It's the same as always, I guess.
Had you left Leroy's house to go to the bar? Is that where you had left from?
Yeah.
Did it look just like it did when you came back?
Yeah. There ain't much there to change.
Okay. You didn't see anything unusual?
No.
You didn't see any blood all over the floor?
No.
Bloody clothes?
No.
Wet clothes?
No.
Nothing?
There was nothing there but a couch and a chair.
Okay. So when you left to go to the bar, and you got back from the bar, it looked just like it did when you left. And it was you and Leroy and Robert and Smarty and Stacy. Right. How long did y'all stay at Leroy's house that night?
Oh, I don't know how long they really stayed, because me and Robert was asleep on the couch. We wouldn't sleep on the couch. So I have no idea.
Now, when did you first hear about Frank Swain's murder?
When Mitchell told me, Leroy. Yeah.
You hadn't heard anything about it until that time?
Mm-mm.
Before you left North Carolina and went back to South Carolina, had anybody talked to you about Frank Swain's murder? Any deputies or any police officers?
No, they come to get Leroy, to question Leroy a few times.
Do you know why they came to pick
out
Leroy?
I have no idea why.
Right, where was Robert during this period of time?
We had split.
Okay, but was he still in North Carolina, do you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. When was the last time you saw him after that night?
We dated up until Christmas.
Okay.
We dated up until Christmas.
So he was still in North Carolina at Christmas time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know whether or not anybody ever questioned Robert?
I have no idea. He never said anything.
But you know that somebody questioned him. You know who questioned Leroy?
They didn't question him. They kept coming to the house to question him, and he wasn't ever there.
Okay.
Every time I'd go to the door, I know one time Willie and Janice come. And one time a small black officer came.
Did you ever see him talk to Leroy?
No. No.
Did they tell you why they were there?
No.
Did you have any idea why they were there talking to Leroy?
All I know is they come talk to Leroy.
Okay. Did Leroy ever say anything to you about them coming to talk to him or talking to him?
Yeah, he said they questioned him.
About Frank Swain?
About Frank Swain. And said something about Ray Hirsch, too. They was going to question him.
Okay. Now, did Janice Boyle ever indicate any other names to you other than Robert Jones? Of course, I understand how you gave Leroy's name, but did she ever bring up any other names?
Ray's.
Okay, Ray's?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you were brought back to North Carolina, they scheduled you for some court hearings two or three different times, and they would get continued and get put off.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, at some point, you realized, or you knew already, that what you told Janice was a lie. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. At some point, did you make a decision that, hey, I can't go on with this lie, that I've got to straighten this mess out?
Well, when I first got here, they promised me they was going to get me a bond. The first, on my way here, Janice Brewer,
okay.
On my way to jail, she promised me that I wouldn't be in there, but maybe the weekend, they was going to try to get me a bond.
Okay.
But of course, you see, I'm still here.
Right.
So, right. See how much they mean. But about, I can't remember when I wrote my note, but I did write a note to...
Who did you write a note to?
To my lawyer,
Regina Moore. And what did you tell her in that note?
And I told her that I had lied, and that I wanted, you know, to tell the truth. I didn't want nobody to go down for something they didn't do.
Okay.
And she told Mr. Norton.
She told Mitchell Norton. Did she tell you that she told Mitchell Norton?
Well, she went out to the courtroom and brought him into the little room behind the courtroom.
Okay, the jury room.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you in there at that time?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened then?
She brought him in, and you know, he set his glasses down on the table, and she handed him the letter, and he looked at it. And he said, well, I don't want to have nothing to do with this until you get your story straight. And he said, and he was upset. He was upset.
Did he ask you what the story was?
No. He didn't say nothing to me but for me to get my facts straight.
Okay. Did you ever talk to him again and tell him what the truth was? Mitchell Norton?
No.
Okay.
But then that afternoon, they scheduled a conference at 3 o'clock with the... SBI agents.
Okay, do you remember who those were?
Well, Donnie Varnell.
Donnie Varnell was one of them.
He came up there, and it was Donnie Varnell and Janice Sproul and Williams.
Okay.
And Mitchell Norton was up there.
Okay.
And they all was like questioning me, hounding me.
All right, at that time, did you tell them that what you had told was a lie?
Yeah. I tried to.
Okay. When you say you tried to, what do you mean?
Well, when I started to say it, they kind of cut me off and told me that, you know, that I would end up holding a bag if these guys got off, that I'd be the one that ended up holding a bag, that I would go down for what they did,
okay, so
which scared me.
All right. And you were telling them that it was Mitchell and Varnell and Willie Williams. Was Janice present?
She okay. Come in.
Was your lawyer present at that time?
She was earlier.
Okay, but not at this time.
Not at.
And you were trying to tell them that what you said was a lie, and you wanted to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Would they listen to you about that?
No. Well, they told me that they knew what the truth was.
Okay. They knew what.
They knew what the truth was.
Or did they ever ask you what the truth was?
No.
Okay. How close did you get to telling them that this is all a lie, I want to tell the truth?
Well, I come right out and told Regina,
okay,
with Mitchell in there.
With Mitchell in there?
Yeah, but that was earlier.
Okay, all right, so at least at one point, you told Mitchell Norton in presence of your lawyer,
yeah,
this is a lie.
That's right.
This is a lie. Okay, what about...
And he told me he didn't want to hear it.
He didn't want to hear that.
That's right.
Because he knew what the truth was.
That's right.
All right, what about when you were with all the others, though, Willie and... Varnell and Mitchell, did you ever tell them?
I didn't get a chance to. Because when they come in, they just started hounding me. They started telling me, you know, you'll get this and you'll get that, and you'll have to do time for something they did, which obviously would scare somebody.
Sure.
You know?
So they wouldn't listen to you?
No.
All right, who else have you told that this story that you told Janice? That is not true, that it's a lie. Who else have you told?
I told Jeff Kelly, which is my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
And I told my grandmother that I was going to tell the truth, but I never told her what the truth was. I wrote Mama a letter and told Mama. I don't know if she ever got it or she will get it. But I told Nicole Mills in jail. I told Joy Bland, which was in jail with me at the time, Monica Bland.
Okay.
I told LaShonda. I'm not sure if LaShonda's last name is the black girl that's in jail now.
Was she in jail in Beaufort County with you?
Yes.
Okay.
I told them three because I couldn't handle it no more. I had to tell somebody. And since my lawyer would never come visit me or accept my calls, you know, I had to do something. I had to talk to somebody.
But every time you tried to tell officers, they didn't want to hear anything.
That's right.
You know, they knew the truth and didn't want to hear anything you had to say.
That and was, Regina was the same way.
Okay. They didn't want to hear anything that didn't fit their story.
That's right.
In other words, they had what they wanted and they didn't want to change in any way.
That's right.
And you wanted to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've told me here today is the truth.
Yes.
That you, Leroy, Robert, none of the three of y'all had a thing to do with Frank Swain's death.
No, we sure didn't.
None whatsoever.
And we were just so blasted out of our mind. We were so drunk. You know we had to be drunk to be dancing, them two dancing together, fools.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. You weren't so drunk that you couldn't have gone right there and killed Frank Swain and not know it, were you?
I didn't have no way of getting there.
Okay.
I couldn't walk.
Okay. Has anybody been up here to talk to you here since when you prison?
No.
Any officers, deputies, or an attorney, or anybody other than Jim Bosberg and myself?
No. Gina don't even accept my calls.
Have you tried? Well, you wrote Gina a letter and told her what you said was a lie, right?
No, because I have no way to get in touch with her.
I mean, I thought you said you wrote her a letter.
Yeah, earlier.
Okay.
Earlier, when I went to court that time, I gave her the letter. It said that I'd lied. And
Has she ever asked you what the damn truth was?
No, I don't believe so.
So face to face, you've never had a chance to tell Regina, hey, this is all a lie.
Yeah.
Or hasn't?
I had the chance to.
Oh,
yeah,
but
I didn't because I was scared.
Okay.
But she's never come right out and asked me, you know, was this the truth?
So she's never even asked you, you know, what happened, anything. In other words, your side of the story, she's never even asked you.
No.
The information that you had about Frank Swain's residence, such as the door, the Christmas tree, that type of information, where did it come from?
Janice Sproul.
It's
Janice Sproul. And let me tell you something else I do remember her saying. She said, do you not remember there being some type of chemical plant? Is there a chemical plant?
Right next door to the drug.
And she said the name of it.
It's Helena or Helena Chemical.
Something like that. It's something chemical plant.
If
she said, asked me if I remember seeing a chemical plant because it was right beside the park. Yeah, the park where Frank lived. And obviously, you know, with me trying to lie and get Robert, you know, to have to do time for all the shit he's put me through, of course I said, yeah, because she just sat there and told me that there was a chemical plant there.
So you knew nothing about a chemical plant?
I don't even know where Frank lived.
Okay.
I'm not even sure where Colley Road is.
The door, the blood, chemical plant, all of that came out of Janice's mouth. You didn't know anything about it until she told you.
That's right. Plus, she asked me if there was a heavy object brought out of the trailer and put in the back of the truck. Did I hear a heavy object? And I said, you know, obviously, I'm going to say, yeah. You know, it sounded like a tire tool.
Okay. Did you, in fact, hear a heavy object or a tire tool?
No, because we weren't there.
Okay. All right. Okay. But this type of information, the heavy tire tool or heavy object, that came from Janice.
Maybe. And plus the burning of the clothes in the heater.
Okay, tell me about the burning of the clothes.
She asked me what stuff we burned in the heater. So that right there made me say, you know, well, done heard Sherry said we burned shoes in the heater.
Mm-hmm.
She done told me that. So I said, well, our shoes and stuff. You know, I told her that I went to the bathroom and changed, and when I come out, Robert told me I better put my clothes in the heater because he didn't want to have to do time for something that I get him, you know, get him in trouble for. So I put my clothes in the heater.
Okay. And shoes.
That's right.
And Janice Brewer told you that.
And asking me where my shoes was.
Okay. And you told her burn them in the heater. And
yeah.
And have the clothing.
Yeah.
Did she say anything to you about burning the clothing in the heater before you told her that?
No, because I had no idea they knew anything about no burning no clothes.
Okay.
We never burned nothing in the heater but the flag at times.
Right. We know about the flag. We stole it from next door.
Yeah.
And it was burned.
Smashed a pumpkin. That's
okay. So, all you really know about it is what's been told you.
And what, the paper.
And then you read something in the paper.
I read that he had stab wounds in his neck.
Okay.
You know, that's one thing I didn't even know. I didn't even think to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know that. Of course, you know that if I would have walked in on him, and the man was sitting in the floor, he obviously had stab wounds before he got his neck cut.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
And if you got stab wounds in your neck, you ain't going to be able to talk.
Yeah.
And you're probably bleeding to death and ain't going to be able to move. You know, she should have thought about something like that.
But so the stab wounds, you read that in the paper?
Yeah.
Okay, so Janice didn't put that in your mind?
Uh-uh.
And you weren't there to see it, but you read it in the paper?
Yeah, I read it in the paper.
Do you recall anything else that you read in the paper?
That he was a construction worker.
Okay. I mean about the facts, or supposedly what had happened?
No. I just remember the stab wounds because it's something I left out when I was telling my little lies.
Did Janice or anyone ever give you any money to help you out or anything of that nature?
No. They promised me a lot.
They promised you a lot of things or a lot of money?
A lot of things, like different things, like I wouldn't get time and they wouldn't all come
give me. 30
and,
days in jail.
Yeah, and I'd probably do.
But they never promised you any money?
No. Well, she told me that the DA was working on getting me some clothes and going to get my hair done for court. Promised me I wouldn't be here.
But you are here.
That's right.
Okay. When is the last time you talked to Janice Brewer?
When I had my tooth pulled.
Were you still in Beaufort County?
My last court day.
Okay. Have you told Janice that what you told her originally was a lie?
No, I haven't told her yet.
You haven't told her yet?
I can't get in touch with nobody but you.
When you were in jail at Beaufort County, did any officers come to see you down there? Any police officers, sheriff, deputies, SBI agents, anybody?
Yes.
Okay, who came to see you down there?
An SBI agent. It's not Donnie, but it's the other one.
Ken Inskard?
Yeah.
Kind of short head, we were accepted.
Yeah, that's him. And we was up in Ron, what's his last name? The DA. He's kind of got the ball spot on top.
Okay, that must be Rob Hensley.
Rob Hensley.
Okay.
He was in his office, so he took me up there.
Well, what did he ask you about?
Well, he, you know, just stated that he wanted to keep me in Beaufort County because you know, I asked him about Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what's this Raleigh thing? He said, what you mean? I said, well, they had some kind of safekeeping order on me. And he said he didn't know nothing about it. And that he would take care of it because he wanted me to stay in Beaufort County so he could put me on the stand and have me used to the stand. So he can give me the questions he's going to ask me.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
That he wanted to keep you there so he could put you on the stand, so you get used to testifying.
Yeah.
And tell you the questions he was going to ask you.
Yeah.
And what about the answers you were supposed to give?
I don't know. He didn't say nothing about that.
Did he ever ask you what happened? Did he ever interview you about what happened?
No, not really. All he did was ask me how I was doing and, you know, stuff like that. It was more of like a friend meeting. It wasn't like...
So, you never told him supposedly what you told Janice?
No.
Okay, did you ever tell him what you told Janice was a lie?
No.
Okay, so as far as he knows, what Janice is telling is still the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, and Janice does too, because you haven't told her unless
you've
heard from some other source.
That's right.
Is there anybody, well, you said that Mitchell in this conference y'all had, in which you wanted to tell them about it. It was Mitchell, Janice, Willie Williams, and Barnell. And you were trying to tell them that what you had said was a lie. Is that right?
First it started off, it was behind the courtroom, it was me, Regina, and Mitchell.
Okay.
All right. I told both of them that it was a lie.
You told Mitchell and Regina that it was a
yes.
Mitchell Norton knows
that's
that
right.
What you told Janice is a lie.
That's right.
Okay.
But he
no
got
question
mad.
About that.
That's right. He got mad and said that, you know, I better get my facts straight, and that he didn't want to have nothing to do with it, nothing to do with that piece of paper that I wrote. So he walks out. Well, Regina and them said that they was going to have a meeting. Well, about 3 o'clock, it's right around 3 o'clock, Regina come up there and come into the room with me, and she was just sitting there waiting on everybody, and Mitchell come in and asked me if I was okay, and I said, yeah, and he said, well, he said, you know they're going to have a meeting at 3, and the SBI is coming up and everything, so I said, okay, and he said, you don't need to be lying because it'll get you in deeper, and I said, okay, you know, I was upset because I knew they were going to badger me.
And then
he, yeah, and he walked out. Then Regina had to leave because SBI wasn't there on time. But
so
I did have. Yeah, well, she wasn't there when I had my meeting.
And then that the meeting now we're talking about is one with Janice,
Willie, and the SBI.
And the SBI agent.
That's right.
How close did you come to telling them that what I said was a lie?
I told them, well, when I was sitting in there, I told them, I said, well, you know, it's just a lie. I said, I made it up. And Janice said, well, we know the truth. She said, what's going on? She said, who's harassed you?
Okay. So you told them then, you acted to their face, that it was a lie, you made it up.
That's right.
But they didn't want to hear any about that.
That's right.
But you did make the statement to them, it's a lie, I made it up.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't,
listen to it.
They didn't want to hear that.
That's right.
And they said they knew what had happened.
That's right.
Did they tell you anything else about
that? That I wasn't in it by myself, that they had other witnesses.
Did they say who those witnesses were?
No.
Of course.
Oh, well, they did.
In our opinion, they don't have any witnesses.
They did say that there was a man that seen Robert and Leroy in the truck.
Well, you knew that couldn't be true. Obviously.
Because the truck wasn't even there. We
well,
weren't
not
even
only
there.
That, but you weren't there, but you knew the truck was broke down.
That's right. It was at his daddy's house.
So you knew Janice was lying to you about that?
Yeah. But she said, you know, she told me that that guy had seen them two but didn't see me. And that it must have been because I was ducked down in the truck, like I told her in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had to duck down so they could go in. Well, let's see what else they said. He told me that I better quit changing my story all the time because then they wouldn't believe me at all when I did tell them what I wanted to tell them.
Okay.
And that if Robert and Leroy, he said, you do know, Donnie Varnell said, you do know that if these two guys get off of this, you're going to be left holding the bag. He said, you're going to do time for something they did.
All right. Now, a moment ago, you said something about they asked you, had anybody harassed you?
Uh-huh.
Or had anybody harassed you about?
No. But I, you know, after all that they had done, all the questioning, and everybody coming down on me and telling me I was lying, you know, and telling me that I'll be ending up doing time for something that somebody else did, he scared me. So I used the chance, because the chance were always in the courtroom. So it just popped in my head just to, you know, use the chance because they're always there.
Okay.
So I told them that the chance had been, you know, they scare me.
Okay, you know. But that's not true either.
No.
All right, they're going to cut our time short here in just a minute. Is there anything else you want to say? You want to tell me about this that you haven't told me, or just anything you want to tell me?
No, just that I lied.
Okay.
But I know now, you know, it's...
What,
I shouldn't have done it.
Okay. But what you have told me here today is the truth. Is that correct?
Yes.
Have I in any way, or Jim Lossberg in any way, threatened you or promised you anything to get you to make this statement?
No.
Okay.
I told somebody else they'd come see me.
But nobody else would come see
you.
Okay. So, well, at this point then, if you don't have anything further, we'll be talking with you again. And so this interview will terminate at 2:02. And I thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.